This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 16th. God's word for you today is Gateway. Our scriptural reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. And it says, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." Can there be forgiveness without repentance? I have heard Christians say there cannot be forgiveness without repentance. It is pretty much in A levels. But I will say this, God will not ask you to do what He cannot do. God expects us to forgive even those that have not asked for forgiveness or repented. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22 says, "Then Peter came to him and asked, 'Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. In other words, the person has not repented, but God says you must forgive. I pray that you will find healing for the things that people have not apologized for. God expects us to forgive people even before they repent. Why will He tell us to do it? It is because that is what He did. All our sins, past, present, and future, He forgave. Jesus was slapped. They spat on His face and treated Him like a criminal. Yet, on the cross He said, 'Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing.' Did they ask for forgiveness? No. Will God answer Jesus' prayer? Yes. Sin past, sin present, sin future, forgiven. So why do I need to repent? You need to repent so that you can enter into the mercies of God. And that is huge. It is the mercy of restoration of a relationship. Not to get this is to miss the whole point of having a walk with God. David will say in Psalm chapter 51, verse 1, "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins." David was asking for mercy. Mercy is what restores relationships. The King James Version puts it this way, "According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies." Repentance is the gateway to mercy, and it is the mercy that gives you access to the resources of heaven, the things of God. That means that if you do not repent, you cannot really have a walk with God. And if you do not have a walk with God, you cannot come into the fullness of God. Let's bring it home to interpersonal relationships. Let's say someone hurts you. If the person does not repent, you can still forgive the person and receive your healing. The person does not have to say sorry before you forgive. You should forgive whether they apologize or not. However, the person may never be able to have a relationship with you again if they do not apologize and you extend mercy. Forgiveness is one thing, but relationship is another thing. It is possible to forgive someone and never talk to them again. Let us pray. Father, please help me to be quick to forgive, knowing that my healing comes from you alone, and you require it of me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.